Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/ZABE for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/ZABE today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Song go, mama, don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. Cowboys, cowboys, what you gonna do?
How about them cowboys?
The cowboys suck.
New theme song for Hatch on a Tuesday. Am I stealing Stephen A. Smith's bit? I mean,
he was cracking me up this morning when he was laughing.
See, I like that about you. You're a cowboy fan, but you don't get mad when people laugh when they play like shit. That was a terrible fucking game for your boys.
They were totally outcoached. Totally.
Yeah.
I was watching the game, and in the first quarter, I was like, the offensive coordinator has an answer for everything you're trying to do on defense. Like, he knows what you're going to do. Just totally outcoached.
They went 6 for 6 on touchdowns on their first six drives.
Right.
It was bad. Brad Sham even said, well, the Saints are picking up right where the Packers left off. Ouch.
Just smacked them in the mouth and ran right down their throat.
Could be worse, though. You could be a Carolina Panther fan, Hatch. They benched Bryce Young today.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but there's been quarterbacks that have had successful careers that have been benched early in their career. So we'll see if it helps them out.
Wait a minute. You're not giving up on Bryce Young yet?
Nah, not yet.
Really?
They have nothing around that poor guy.
I know, but he's just a little runaround guy. Now, Kyler Murray, I have said before, I don't believe in. I might have to readjust because when he's on and healthy, oh, my God, he does some shit out there.
He sure does. See, the problem is if you're going to be that small, you have to be real athletic.
Like freakishly just, so. Not just kind of athletic.
Nah,
you have to be
insanely
so. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what overcomes your lack of height, because you can move around and be quick and avoid those big guys.
Right.
But if you can't really move that well and you can kind of just slide around in the pocket like a 6'4 quarterback, you're going to get killed. And I think that might be one of Bryce Young's problems is he can't move around like a small guy.
Yeah.
And he is a small guy. So, I mean, the thing about it, I think what they thought was, all the scouts was, well, he processes information real quick. So he'll get the ball out of his hands and he won't need to be athletic because he processes information quickly. But it doesn't seem that doesn't seem to be happening.
Right. So here's an interesting number for you, Hatch, and that is passing touchdowns through the first 2 weeks of the season. In 2019, 2020, and 2021, they averaged almost 110 touchdowns, the league as a whole. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, the entire league, 110 passing touchdowns through 2 weeks. Pending tonight's Falcons-Eagles game, how many touchdowns do you think there have been passing this year?
Not very many.
Right.
Not because...
How down is it?
I'd love for you to guess. 25%.
So total touchdowns, if it was 110 the last 3 years, or from 2019 to 2021, what's it this year? From 110 down to what, pending tonight?
80.
66.
66.
66.
So that's more than 25%.
Yes, way down. Now, go ahead. I want to hear your theory.
So if you've been paying attention to what the quarterbacks, like Mahomes, only threw for 162 yards yesterday.
Right.
It looked like he threw for a lot more than that, but it was only 162 yards. So quarterbacks passing yards are down. And I think besides Saints, you know, where frigging David Carr completed 12 passes for 340 yards, he's the only one that's thrown for that many yards.
Yeah. So my theory is the following on this. I was just watching the league, watching quarterbacks. My theory is that defensive ends and defensive tackles now are virtually unblockable for more than 3 seconds, especially the way the league is calling holding. Quarterbacks are standing almost no chance on half of their dropbacks. The athletic freakitude of the D linemen and the linebackers in the league is off the charts. And until they liberalize holding on the offensive line, you're going to see declines continue, I believe. Just my theory.
Well, if that's your theory, the good thing is we have data to either support your theory or say that it's wrong.
Well,
all you have to do is look at the number of sacks from then, the same time period.
Right?
The number of compared to now.
Well, it would have
and
to be.
And that'll tell you.
And
pressures.
Sacks and pressures thing. As well as it'd be a percentage of sacks per dropback. Of course, what teams are now doing, okay? So, and also you combine that with more exotic looks and schemes on the back end with more freak athlete DBs. Did you see Cam Taylor Britt's defensive OBJ highlight?
Yes. Oh, that's the gloves, though. It These is. Gloves nowadays, man. Those things hit the ball, hit those gloves, and just sticks. The defensive backs play defensive back for a reason. They all want to be receiver. They are defensive because they can't catch.
I know. That's the line that's been used over and over by you wide receivers, Hatch.
That's right. They still can't catch.
Well, Cam Taylor-Britt can catch because that catch, that pick was sick.
It was. I give it to him.
Yeah. So the league is now chewing up any quarterback who is not a unicorn, even though teams are aggressively unicorn hunting in the draft for quarterbacks and then talking themselves into some truly horrible first-round picks. Bo Nix is going to be one of those truly horrible first-round picks.
He sure is. I said that when they drafted him.
And they have no patience at all, these teams. So the kids are getting slaughtered, and I see a lot of dead-end quarterbacks coming. I think right now Bryce Young's a dead end. I think Richardson's going to be a dead end.
Oh, my God. He lost me money.
Will Levis is going to be a dead end. Will Levis
makes idiotic mistakes. Like, how many times does someone tell you don't do what you do, and you continue to do it?
I know.
I get you're trying to make a play. And there's so many times where you can be calm with a young guy and say, okay, I understand what you're trying to do.
Right.
But you need to be careful with the ball and protect the football. Do not take – it's better to take right. the sack sometimes right. than just try to make a play. And he continues to do it.
Yeah, it's to the point where you're thinking this guy's too dumb. He fucking eats mayonnaise out of the jar just right. because. Like, he's not smart. He's a paste eater, this guy, and he's got to be a dead ender. You've got Pickett, dead end. Trey Lance, dead end.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson, dead end. Mac Jones, dead end. These are all first rounders that teams talk themselves into. And the failure rate is off the charts.
Because they can throw the ball in a scripted, unrushed,
right.
shorts and t-shirt, running with their receivers that they've been practicing with the last 4 years.
Right. Right.
And throw some passes. Oh, this guy's great.
Yeah. But that said, I wouldn't be against the league equalizing back towards being a running league as well. I would love it if your team doesn't have to have the best quarterback ever and can win games consistently, not one-off, with running and defense.
NFL's not trying to do that.
I know they're not because that doesn't sell, right?
Well, it doesn't sell. People don't want it. Now, it does for people like me, And I'll give you, for instance, the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl. Everyone talked about how terrible that Super Bowl was.
It was.
13-10. It wasn't to me.
Why?
Because it was a defensive strategy game was stopping both offenses that couldn't do anything. It was a defensive game.
The game
which
sucked.
It was well coached.
Name a highlight from that game.
I can't name a highlight
no
from that game.
No further defense. Questions, Your Honor.
Defense. Okay. So then that answers your question about wanting to run the ball and turning a NFL today's offense into 1970s offense. Yeah. Most people like you are not going to tune in to watch that.
I watch old YouTubes of games back in the 70s, even 80s, and it was funny how there was almost like a gentleman's agreement. The defense would line up four across, three linebackers, and every now and then they'd blitz five. But that was it. Nothing crazy, you know? It was all very straightforward. And the offenses were also pretty simple as well. You know, 21 yep. personnel, maybe two tight ends on occasion, but nothing too crazy or exotic. And, you know, half the teams didn't even run the shotgun in the 80s. It was Dallas and a handful of and one or two other teams. And then everyone got with it. And now we got the pistol and all these, you know, jet sweeps and reverse motions. It's crazy. But it's fun. But it's not fun when your quarterback sucks. And there's a number of teams right now going,
and teams blitz now.
Yeah.
And the people that are blitzing all can run.
Yeah.
It's like you said, you made the point. These defensive end and these linebackers can all run as fast as the receivers and the running backs.
Right.
And they're rushing a quarterback.
What'd you think?
And if your quarterback isn't somewhat kind of athletic, he's going to get killed back there because he can't really – either he has to process information quickly and get rid of the ball fast like Tom Brady,
right?
Or he's got to be athletic and be able to avoid the rush, step up in the pocket, throw the ball, or take off running.
Right. I'm going to send you a clip right now. I don't know if you can watch this quick on your phone while you're talking to me or not, but I do want your thoughts on Caleb Williams from last night. Darnell Wright, the right tackle for the Bears, is coming under absolute fire because of the highlight that he gave up on the last sack of the night. I think it was Will Anderson that got him. I'm not sure. Who is 55 for the Texans? But basically, he goes around.
Will Anderson's 51.
Okay, Will Anderson's 51. Whoever 55 is, he goes right around Darnell Wright, the right tackle. He just puts his arm out like, oh, hey. And Caleb Williams gets devoured. It's embarrassing. Did you look at the clip there?
No, did you send it?
I did. I just sent you a text of it, so hopefully it comes through. But yeah, wait until you see it. You'll be like, oh my God. It's sort of like the offensive line equivalent to what Will Levis did at quarterback. What are you even doing, bro?
All right, I'm watching it right now.
Okay, good. I like this. Real life reaction.
Oh my God. Well, what they did was they 58 thought he was going to take the inside rusher, and then the guard took him. The guard took the inside. Oh, no, he didn't. All right, I take that back. He just
got caught off balance.
Faked him out. Fake, whoop, and just went right by.
And there you go. I know football's hard. I know these athletes are really good, but holy shit. I mean, what are we doing here?
Tackle. You got a rookie quarterback back there. You know what you do? You grab the dude by the back of the shirt and just tackle him.
Right.
And take the 15-yard penalty. You don't get your quarterback killed.
Yeah. Or 10. Is it 10 or 15 for holding? I think it's 10.
10.
Same deal. Yeah.
10. Just grab the guy and tackle him.
Yeah.
You're going to get your guy killed.
So do you remember David Tepper, king, billionaire, asshole, owner of the Panthers?
Yes.
Who? Do you remember when he stopped by the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill that had a guy who put a sign out, the owner put a sign out criticizing Tepper saying, would you please let our coach and GM pick the players this time, right around the draft? And Tepper came in to kind of bully the person in there going, who put the sign out there? And he was being a total dick about it. If you don't remember it, that happened. Well, the bar is not standing down. They now have a sign out front that reads Mayfield 2-0. Baker Mayfield was a Panther. Sam Darnold 2-0. He was a Panther. Matt Rhule 3-0 at Nebraska. Bryce Young, the guy that David Tepper said, I'm trading all this shit to get him, is 0-2 and has now been benched. This is a savage sign. I love it.
And why wouldn't fans be allowed to do that? What's he doing going around telling people what they can and can't do? I'd be like, man, get out of my place.
Exactly. But it
Who
was
are
some
you?
Right. The owner wasn't even in at the time. It was just, you know, some wage employee just trying to run the little coffee shop restaurant. And this billionaire asshole from New York who owns the team and is running it into the ground made sure to stop in and to be a prick about it. Wow.
I'd be, same thing when he threw the drink on some fan from his little suite.
Yeah, exactly. That's another one right there. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. So,
right.
What else struck you? First of all, let's get back to your Cowboys. Concern level 1 to 10. 10 being is the whole building is on fire, run for your life. 1 is, don't worry, we'll just put some shit out. The Saints are better than people think. Where's your concern level for the Cowboys?
Well, the Cowboys did it last year when they lost to the Arizona Cardinals. Big deal. It's one game.
Okay.
Everyone wants to always get up in arms. It's a 17-game schedule.
Right.
They got beat last year by the Cardinals, and they still won 12 games. It's you know, as a player, you move on. You know, yeah. Sometimes they show you the film from a blowout. Sometimes they don't. They just say, we're just going to move on from this.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not, because he was totally outcoached. So there's some things, obviously, that other teams are going to try to do to defeat the Cowboys. I mean, there's a blueprint there. But the problem with that blueprint is you got to have the players to be able to do it. There's not too many Alvin Kamaras and the speed that the receivers of the Saints had. So, you know, maybe the Saints are that good.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they are.
You don't know. I mean, they've scored 47 and 44.
If Carr is healthy and Kamara stays healthy, they got dudes who know how to ball, and they play defense too. So,
yeah, and they have good receivers.
Yeah, they do.
Their receivers have been – they've had like 2-3 first-round receivers the last few years.
Yeah, including Rashid Shaheed.
I don't even know who he is, but he blew by. And I knew it. Every time, number 6, Mr. Aggressive, he's great coming up against the run, but all you got to do is play action pass that big dummy. And everyone, you run right by him.
Right.
Look at the videotape. Obviously, they did. You play action, and number 6, the first thing he does is take 2 steps forward, which is a cardinal sin. They teach you that in high school as a safety.
Right.
The ball snap. Don't come forward first.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs had a big day for the Packers. 32 carries, 132 yards. Bulk carry guy. There was a good tweet, though, from Brian Baldinger, who does film breakdowns for NFL Films.
Mm-hmm.
And he said what Jacobs does really well that people don't fully appreciate is he presses the hole. And he explained it to us dummies on the couch like me in a way I could understand it, where he said, look, here's a linebacker coming up to fill the hole, and he knows it. Here, let me let you listen to this. It's only a 44-second clip. Tell me if you can hear this.
Most running backs can only dream of doing what Josh Jacobs does on this play.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay.
Like, he's running out of a pistol formation, taking the handoff to Malik Willis. Like, that's Zaire Franklin right there. He's their leading tackler. Josh Jacobs is going to, what we call, press the hole. Right? He comes right to the hole, and there's Zaire Franklin, one-on-one. Like, they could have a conversation. Hey, Zaire, you're from Philly. I heard about you. I heard you've been a baller all your life. And you could put right there in that position and bounce and break a tackle and go. Not many backs can do what Josh Jacobs can do. Like, not many guys are willing to press the hole like he did on that play. What a day for Josh Jacobs and the Packers.
There you go. I just sent you the clip of the video, but I'm sure you know what he's talking about there.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. The good thing about I was watching that. That's another team that I lost money on. So I had a 5-team parlay.
Yeah.
And the freaking two games that I just knew I was going to win was San Francisco. How do you lose to Sam Darnold? I thought that was a
gimmick. Maybe because Sam knew what they liked to do defensively because he had been with them the last 2 years getting rehabbed in the Kyle Shanahan Rehab Center. And that touchdown to Jefferson was sweet.
99 yards. I mean, come on, man. You can't double team him. What are you doing?
And they try.
It's still Minnesota and Sam Darnold. The mistake is about to happen eventually, which never did.
Right.
That one, and I lost the damn Colts. Anthony Richards is terrible.
Yeah. He doesn't have a feel for the position at this point. He's throwing prefab reads right into linebackers and wildly inaccurate. Big arm, though. Big guy. But he's got a long way to go. He's a real project.
You know, the thing with that is it irritates me to no end when people talk about a quarterback and their big arm. That, you know what I equate that to? That's like the fast receiver who can't catch the ball. I don't give a damn how fast you are if you can't catch the damn ball.
Right. But you know what, though? Quentin Johnson for the Chargers had 2 touchdowns. The guy who couldn't catch a cold last year, much less the football. So maybe a guy like that can overcome his year one drops. I don't know. But at least he had 2 yesterday. Here's a stat for you, Hatch. The Patriots yesterday lost despite winning time of possession, committing no turnovers, allowing fewer than 300 yards total by the opponent, allowing fewer than 150 yards rushing, having fewer than 3 penalties. And the NFL has tracked this set of data since 1983. And 153 teams had those clean metrics. Before yesterday, teams were, wait for it, 152-0 until yesterday when the Patriots lost. So I guess that proves that, you know, nothing is a lock because eventually something comes along.
Well, you want me to tell you what that equated to? And because I was watching that game. I was at the bar. I had all the games. I was watching them. Field position. Seattle had field position. That's what enabled them to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you aware of this guy, Dylan Raiola at Nebraska?
Yeah. It looks like Patrick Mahomes and his daddy was a center at Nebraska.
Right. Are you aware of how he imitates Mahomes in his warm-up before games, but insists that he's not doing it on purpose?
Yeah, right. He wears the same sunglasses.
Same haircut. Same haircut. Sunglasses. Earbuds in, and he's doing the same sort of high double knee jumps that Mahomes does before games.
And throwing sidearm and throwing in all these different. I mean, hey, obviously he's his idol. So go ahead, do it. If it works for you, go ahead and do it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with imitating the best one.
Well, he looks sweet. He looks like a natural.
Yeah, he does look good.
Yeah. Are you coming on board with Baker Mayfield just a little bit?
Just a little bit. I watched some of that game, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looked good. I mean, he was getting beat up, too. Detroit was getting to his butt. But, I mean, he was hanging in the pocket. He's a tough guy.
For a small guy, he is tough. Yeah, and he ran in for a touchdown, which was key. And he seems to have, I think, been humbled by the fact he was it for a hot minute in Cleveland. And then started getting passed around to a couple places and now has figured out, okay, I just need to be a little bit more mature, a little bit more accountable. And he's playing good football. I can't hate on that. Good for him.
No, he is playing good football. And sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer. I mean, go all the way back to Jim Plunkett. Got drafted by the New England Patriots and was terrible.
Yeah.
And it was basically benched in a second string quarterback, and New England just gave him away to the Raiders, and he went and won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Did you hear the answer Bo Nix had for his interception in the end zone that really hurt him against Pittsburgh? If not, here it is.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Drop back, threw it to the other team.
Yeah.
I think if you're a veteran, you can get away with that. You're a rookie who sucks. Maybe just play the game of giving a full answer.
Right. You could tell he was pissed by the question.
Right. Can you walk us through? Although, I guess if you and I were
back through it to the other team.
If you and I were playing golf and, like, you know, I make a seven and you go, seven? How'd that happen? And then you made me go through it, I'd probably be pretty salty as well.
Exactly. Oh, well, I know you. You would.
Snipe hook left, reed tee, right. Three in the right rough, overcompensation, punch yep. out four, hit it
Chungle
on
five.
No, hit it on five, two putt easy seven.
Yep.
Something like that. Tom Brady, do you think he is going to be good as a broadcaster?
All right, let me tell you, the first game, he was horrendous.
Okay.
The second game, he got better.
I agree. Here's what he had to say about, I guess you guys have a rookie wide receiver who dropped a pass.
Oh, when he said he wouldn't go back to him? Oh, yeah.
Would you
go back to him? No.
Yeah, right. Here we go. This was Brady after being prompted by Kevin Burkhardt about would you go back to him?
Would you? Let me ask you this. In that spot, I'm not saying right now. Young guy, you're trying to, you know, get that third receiver, build up his confidence.
Yeah.
You go back to him, does that make you trust him less?
You know, not today. It's actually pretty tough to go back there because you know where he's at and you're saying, God, I'm going to him. And I just can't count on him that he's going to stay on his feet. Or he obviously trusts him to do the right thing.
Sure.
But can he make the play? Ultimately, can we go out there and execute? So
that's good shit right there. That's
good.
Why?
That's really what a quarterback thinks.
Yeah.
That's why they hired him.
Right, right. Because you have to weigh the interests of, hey, I want to keep this kid's confidence from cratering. But at the same time, we're trying to win a fucking game here.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's what I said. He got better the second game. He you know, I think the first game, I don't think he knew what to say, like, or how to come across to say it. And he didn't want to, you know how some guys, after they retire right away, they still have a lot of friends in the league and they just don't want to be critical because they know a lot of the people.
Yeah.
So they try to talk without being critical of somebody. And you can't do that as a broadcaster. If someone makes a bonehead mistake, whether it's your friend or not, you got to say, you made a bonehead mistake.
Just try not to make it personal.
Right.
Yeah. College football. Wake Forest has canceled their return game at Ole Miss, buying out that second game of the home-and-home. It's $1 million cancellation fee. Lane Kiffin was kind of salty about it when he announced it yesterday, to which I said, yeah, that's in the contract. They wrote you a check. It's in writing. Sorry, not sorry. Do you think it's a coward move for Wake to cancel the back end, even though they paid the $1 million buyout?
Yeah, because first of all, why wouldn't you talk to the kids first? The AD
and ask them if they want to play.
Yeah, they're going to. They went to Wake Forest the first time. Some of these kids come to school never having traveled. Like guys I played with had never been out of their state before, never been on a plane before. And this is the only time they're going to have the opportunity to go travel.
Yeah. Plus,
so why would you take that away? And you know what? At least for me personally, I like seeing different campuses.
Yeah. No, I think it would be
going different places.
Well, plus you know, for Wake, Wake has a nice boutique Division I program. I'll call it.
Yeah. They recruited me out of high school.
Okay.
Small school, like, I don't know, back then it was only like 7,000 students.
Yeah, it's not huge. Beautiful campus.
Right.
And they've got a credible boutique D1 program that will make bowls, but not very high level bowls. And they will stand in and they'll punch with most teams. Now, they did get ripped like 40-3 in this game, but here was Lame Kittens talking about the buyout.
Came motivated, good energy early on. And we talked to them during the week about this, you know, last time they get to play these guys during the week, you know, called over, and John Curry said, we're not playing next year, and bought out of the game. So I thought that was a good message for our players, that somebody wanted to pay money not to play them. you know, this is a lot of where our program is right now.
I can't stand Lane Kiffin anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't like him.
Wisconsin fans are pretty despondent because Bama came in and rolled them up like a carpet. And a lot of the reports I read, a lot of the stories had the phrase, Wisconsin was not on Alabama's level. And I asked the question this morning on my morning show up there. I said, if I may, when did you think you were on Alabama's level?
Well, the thing about it is you don't even have to go there. It's Wisconsin's not on Michigan and Ohio State's
that
level.
Ding.
Because every time ding. They go, they're on the west side. Well, they used to be. I don't know if they have divisions anymore. But Wisconsin was on the west side of the division and would win that and play Ohio State or Michigan in the Big Ten Championship and get beat 40-10.
Right.
They're not on their level. And that's why Luke Fickell, right? I understand it.
You're sometimes a Cincinnati guy. Always, you like Fickell. Yes, I think Fickell's good. But he is trying good. To dig out of the recruiting hole that Paul Chryst left him, and they're spending a lot of money. By the way, their transfer quarterback from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke, ruled out for the rest of the year after 2.5 games. Reports are they paid nearly $1 million for him. Woof.
And he's hurt. Now, I'll even give you a better one. They paid sorry Florida State Igualalula, whatever his name is, $960,000. That is the worst investment. I tried to tell people, because you know I go to Tallahassee a lot for work, and I told them down there, you don't have a good quarterback before the season started. I said he was terrible at Clemson, went all the way out to the West.
Oregon.
And hid at Oregon State where nobody could see him. Nobody could see someone playing at 10 at night on the East Coast. And he had a halfway decent year in the Pac-12 where nobody plays defense. And then all of a sudden, he suckered y'all into taking him. And he's been just like he was at Clemson. Terrible. And Florida State is 0-3.
Yeah. I think it's Uyunglele. But don't quote me on that. He just, again, this is why the rating system out of high school, being a 5-star,
yep,
it's guesswork, man. It really is.
The guy's still got to play.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, like I get back to Fickell. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener, but I understand him wanting to get back into the Big Ten.
Well, he should have taken the Notre Dame job when they were sniffing around him. I believe he had a shot at that.
He did. He did. When he was the year – well, he didn't want to – remember, that was the year before our team went to the playoffs.
That's right. He knew he was loaded, so he's like, let's sit tight for a year.
I'm not leaving. Yeah, I got this great team coming. One more year of this.
I think it's a tough deal because you're going to have a hard time spending with the current top dogs in football. And the programs down south are just going to get more super good athletes at the key skill positions. It's going to be hard to keep up for any northern tier program. The only two that ever punched through from the great wall of southern programs was Michigan this past year. Had to do it. And then Ohio State.
It's and they tough. Always will.
Yeah, that's tough. Ohio State's got a $25 million payroll.
Yep.
So, yeah.
They always will because they got the money. Michigan has the money. I mean, the funny thing about it is, still, and nobody wants to listen to me, everyone wants to talk about how great the SEC is. And this is what I tell people. If it's so great, then why is only Alabama and Georgia win the championship?
Yeah.
Every conference is top heavy with two teams. Every one of them.
But down in the SEC.
Mississippi State lost to who'd they lose to? Tulane. They lost to somebody terrible this past weekend.
Looking that up right now. Toledo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Toledo.
Blown out.
The great old blown. SEC lost to Toledo.
They paid $1.2 million, and Toledo came in and rolled them 41-17.
Exactly. But the SEC's so great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top heavy. If it wasn't top heavy, multiple teams would be winning the damn or would have a chance. Lane Kiffin ain't got a chance in hell to win the SEC. He never will.
All right.
Brian Kelly kind of had a chance, but LSU, South Carolina gave up the game. See what happens when you leave the game in the hands of a kicker?
Hey, sometimes it went for you, man.
Sometimes. The damn kicker missed a missed it twice. They blew the timeout, and he still kicked it and missed it. And then I was saying when I was watching, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to overcompensate the other way because he missed it right. What did he do? Miss it left.
All right. I want you to look at your phone for a tweet. Antonio Brown is a goddamn menace right now on social media, but part of it makes me laugh. He is relentless and very politically incorrect. He sees a tweet about Tua. Tua Tagovailoa says he has no plans to retire despite this latest concussion and is currently seeing a concussion specialist. And they included a picture of him in some sort of loose-fitting, long-sleeve windbreaker. And yep. Antonio Brown said, why'd they make him look like radio?
Oh, God.
That's the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie about the retarded
guy. I just watched it. I just watched it about a month ago.
Is that, I mean,
make him look like radio. That's messed up.
That is messed up. But look at the photo they used. It's he's not wrong, is he?
No, and look at his hand positioning.
So what do you do if you're Tua?
I mean, it's up to him. I mean, I don't understand how you get a concussion. The dude just... Your head hit his stomach. Maybe because his neck got turned. I think
the ground. But what are you going to do? Because these are now picking up steam. Everyone is picking up steam. It's going to get worse and worse. It's a tough decision.
Obviously at a young age, you're going to be able to withstand it. But there's going to be long-term effects when you get. I mean, look at these guys that are 60 and 70 now. Half of them can't walk.
Yeah. You know? I mean, some of them are okay. A lot of them are not. It's tough to tell, but you only get one brain, and you can't tape up a brain. You can't get a brain replacement. It's got to work your whole life.
And right.
Yeah. Sucks because they just paid him. Paid him.
Obviously, it's his decision, so... I don't want to speak for, oh, you should quit. I'm not in his body. I'm not him. All these people are talking about, oh, he should quit. He should stop playing for his health. But you don't know his position, where he is health-wise.
Yeah.
I mean.
We'll see. All right, real quick. Yep. You said to me, Hatch, that your son might end up being better than you at football.
Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
7.
What's his name?
Landon Hatcher.
And he's
flag football for the first year, but I've been working with him since he was 5 catching the football. So I throw rocket balls at him and I taught him how to catch so he can catch. And we don't use gloves. He's not allowed to use gloves.
Oh, wow. I bet he begs for it too. Come on, Dad.
Nope. So, well, one of his friends he had gloves in his pocket one day going to practice.
And what'd you say?
I go, what's that in your pocket? He goes, Dad, these are gloves. He goes, my friend at school gave them to me, but I told him I wasn't allowed to use them. I go, that's right. I go, put them in your backpack.
I love it.
So he's touched the ball 6 times, and he has 4 touchdowns.
Wow. I hope one day we're still doing this podcast in about 10 years when he's a 5-star and commits to what school would you want him to commit to? His old man's school, Cincinnati?
He'd go wherever he'd like to go.
What would make you really, really happy?
If he would go to Cincinnati.
And if not Cincinnati, then where?
Penn State.
What? Penn State? That's a shocker right there. Okay.
Well.
All right. Let's give it 10 years and we'll check back then.
And we'll check back. Exactly.
All right, Hatch. Enjoy the game tonight. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Have a good one. There you go. Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First 2 legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.